This is the seventh dialogue between Jay Krishnamurti and David Bohm in Gushtad, 1975.
What do we start on?
Well, have you some suggestion?
Where did we leave off?
Well, you know, we discussed... during the last time, we began by discussing the question of how thought responds to the action of truth. And then you broke off toward the end for a short period, and then you came back and you said, raised the question of mystery.
Oh, yes.
And I told you yesterday that I saw a quotation from Einstein saying that of all the experiences we can have, the most beautiful of the experiences we can have is the mysterious, is what he put it.
Right. All the religions, I mean, not the Orthodox priests or the Orthodox saints, they've all said there is something extraordinarily mysterious, something so vast that human mind can't grasp.
And I was saying last time that I think that, as this quotation from Einstein shows, that this is behind the deepest part of scientific research. See, I think, you know, when I just remembered when I was in Berkeley, California, they were setting up a huge magnet to study the atom, you know, the nucleus, and I felt, you know, they were probing something very mysterious. But of course, a friend of mine came along, you know, who was also studying physics, and he said, any piece of iron as big as that must eventually turn into a battleship, which it did. It became part of the Manhattan Project for, you know, the atomic bomb.
Atomic bomb, quite. I wonder if there is anything mysterious. I'm just exploring it. I don't say there is or there isn't. I wonder if there is anything really mysterious. Or we may... First of all, as a thing desirable, it is very inviting.
Yeah, so that's, I looked up the word mystery. See,
yes.
It means basically hidden or secret. You see, the word mum and mutter, or mumble rather, is the same word as mysterious, to keep it secret or quiet.
Quiet, yes.
So some of the religions had esoteric mysteries at their center.
Yes. The Greeks had it, the Egyptians had
yes.
it, and the Hindus, of course.
And but then it says
even
in the dictionary.
Had it.
Yeah, in the dictionary it says that the Christian concept of mystery is something beyond human understanding. You see, it was not exactly the same. You see, the other one was something secret, but perhaps you could be initiated into the mystery.
Yes, initiated into the
then
mystery.
Then you would understand it, you see.
Yes, yes.
But the Christian said you could never understand it.
Understand it in the sense, experience it?
Well, to give it a rational, comprehend it rationally.
Uh-huh.
Beyond rational comprehension, you see.
Beyond rational comprehension, yes. If one sets about to experience that, or to come into that rather than experience, I prefer the word coming into it.
Yes, I think that they used to say to participate in
participate
it.
Participate in it. Let's use that better word still. Participate in it. What is the nature of the mind or of the state that can participate into something that's totally mysterious?
Yeah, well. And what is the nature of the participation?
That's just it.